I'm Courtney Martin, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. Death of the Dauphin by Louis-Jean-Francois Langres is one of the David Owsley Museum's great examples of neoclassicism and romanticism intertwined in the same image. The Dauphin Louis, the heir to the French throne and son of Louis XV, is shown on his deathbed in Roman clothing. To his left, his wife Maria Josepha of Saxony grieves against his bed. Another mourner is his son Louis Auguste, who ruled France as Louis XVI before being beheaded during the French Revolution. Behind the Dauphin stands a female figure, an allegory of France. She is wearing armor reminiscent of ancient Rome and draped in a blue cloth symbolizing the French monarchy. Through a break in the drapery, which only the Dauphin can see, comes a bright shining light and his already deceased son Louis Joseph to carry his father's soul to heaven. The hints of classical architecture and style throughout the painting, with the dramatic colors of red and blue, express the emotions of this grieving family and France herself as the Dauphin passes on.
We'd like to thank Ball State student Regan Kelly for her research. Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/owsleymoment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.